Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Oh boy. Oh boy, Kansas City. Good afternoon. Welcome in. Let's talk this through. I think I need you. I don't know how much you need me, but let's get through this together. Royals are swept. That's five straight losses. They've now dropped seven of the first 11 in the Riptide. As this combination of the Riptide, which of course this 20-game stretch against playoff teams and only playoff teams, the combination of this Riptide and the injury to Vinny Pasquantino certainly taking its toll on this team, I think certainly taking that... Certainly taking its toll on this fan base. I know it's taking its toll on me. Now, if you're still flooded with positivity and optimism, I'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Well, it's been my theme, my mantra for the past few nights, and it remains on the heels of the first four-game sweep that the Royals have ever suffered at the hands of the Houston Astros. And that mantra is, just hang on. 24 games to play. You're still in possession of this postseason spot. No. How can it be doom and gloom when you have a 4.5-game cushion? Securing this postseason spot that the Royals possess. 4.5 games on top of the Boston Red Sox. Seattle might move to within 4.5 before the end of the afternoon. Can they hang on? I think this is a rather straightforward postgame show. Right, 913-586-7965. Will they hold on? Can they just hold on over the next 24 games? Bearing in mind that of these next 24, three are against Cleveland, three with the Minnesota Twins, three in New York against Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and the New York Yankees, three in there against the Atlanta Braves, and there's a series in there against the suddenly hard-charging Detroit Tigers. 24 games to play. And you're either squaring off with a team as good or better than you, night in and night out. And on the rare occasion where the Royals are the supremely talented ball club with the clearly better starting pitcher, that team in the other dugout likely is salivating to play spoiler. Royals lose 7-2. They're swept out of Houston. For those of you that want to discuss the bullpen, I guess anything is up for discussion on this show. Now, you can take the program wherever you want it to go. But if you want to talk or complain about the bullpen after John Schreiber gives up three in the eighth and Sam Long gets touched up by Yordan Alvarez in the sixth, you got to get real. Two runs was never going to be enough. You had to score more than two with Alec Marsh on the hill. Now, you would like to say you always have to score more than two runs. Sadly, with where this team's at, in my opinion, if Reagans or Lugo, if Singer or Waka are on the hill, I need them to outdo the other starting pitcher. Whatever he does, I need you to one-up him. You know, Seth Lugo, I needed you to out-pitch Framber Valdez. You were unable to do so. You pitched your tail off, but you were unable to do so. Cole Reagans, I needed you to out-duel Yusei Kikuchi. You started off strong, but you couldn't do it. So now today, with Alec Marsh on the hill, I'm not saying, Marsh, I need you to lead the way. He's given me no reason to believe that he's capable at this point of the season to lead the way. So I'm looking at Bobby, I'm looking at Salvi. I need them to be perfect every time they come to the dish with a runner in scoring position. Now, sadly, they only had one opportunity today, and Bobby expanded the zone and missed out on that opportunity. Yeah, Tommy Pham, some of, you know, the new faces did their part. Tommy Pham was the only Royal with multiple hits. Yuli Gurriel was the only Royal that came through with a hit with runners in scoring position. So the 36-year-old and the 40-year-old did their job. But I'm not expecting guys that remember a time before computers to lead this team to the postseason. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Yeah, Bobby and Salvi combined had one opportunity with a runner in scoring position today. Last night, they had a combined two opportunities. Back on Friday, they didn't have one. So we could go on and complain about the Royals hitting with runners in scoring position, which they went 3-for-24 in this series. But Bobby and Salvi combined to go 0-for-3. Again, the loss of Vinny Pasquantino is massive. Because if you look at the other opportunities the Royals had today, outside of that one Bobby Witt Jr. spots, and the one time they came through, of course, with Yuli Gurriel. If you look at the other seven opportunities in which the Royals went 0-for with runners in scoring position. First inning, it's MJ Melendez missing his pitch. I mean, he had one there to do damage. So did Michael Massey earlier in the inning, but just a man on first for Massey. So Melendez had a pitch to do damage with in the first, and he was unable to do so. That's understandable. Top of the fifth inning, though. Royals at this time trail 3-0. 2-1 with one out for Bobby Witt Jr. He expands the zone and grounds out. And then Michael Massey goes down swinging as he, too, expands the zone and swings through a changeup. Sixth inning with 2 on and 1 out. Mikel Garcia expands the zone and goes down swinging through 95. And then Kyle Isbell probably got ripped off on that strike 3 call. But I'm not blaming the umpires. We're not blaming the umpire when you get swept in a 4-game series. Right? And then you look at the eighth inning. Leadoff double. Freddie Fermin trying to do too much with a slider away. Instead of doing what has made him so very successful this season and shoot it the other way, he rolls over on the left side. MJ Melendez is stuck on second base. Adam Frazier, Mikel Garcia, neither one able to drive in MJ Melendez. But, I mean, you heard those names I just gave you. Who are you waiting on to step up? Who's the name? What's the combination? Is this the group to get it done? Can they hold on? That is the question. 913-586-7965. 96.5. Let's start off in Midtown. Eric, you're hitting leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Eric, go ahead.
So, I mean, as bad as the four-game sweep was, are you giving up on the season like a lot of people are? I know I've got family members who are saying this is over. Royals aren't going to do anything. I think after going through the 106-loss season last year, I'm still excited for what's left in the rest of the season. I just want to know where you're at.
Well, I'm here. You know, this is my job. So whether I'm all in, all out, I'll be hosting this show for the next 24 games. The question is, will they hold on? That's my only thought right now. Are they capable of holding on? Yeah, sure. But it's going to take a Herculean effort from Bobby and Salvi, from Waka, Singer, Lugo, and Reagans. Because this, to me, this wasn't some one-off in Houston. Now, their pitching is sensational. Was sensational. Right? Blanco, Kikuchi, Valdez, and Hunter Brown in the opener. Outstanding. Shoot. Houston might be... if they can get Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker healthy, Houston might be, once again, the team to beat in the American League. Cleveland, Minnesota, no, I wouldn't say that they're on Houston's level. But with the loss of Vinny Pasquantino in this lineup, without Lorenzen and Hunter Harvey in that bullpen, you just don't feel as intimidating as you once did as a ball club. I mean, a guy like Vinny Pasquantino was on that upper tier of talents. Right? It's Bobby, it's Salvi. It's the big four in the rotation and Lucas Ursing. These are the guys that needed to be all-stars down the stretch to track down Cleveland. And even though my eye is not on the Guardians like it once was, Royals sitting 3.5 games back of the front-running guards. Losing a guy like Vinny, I do believe, takes you out of that chase. Like, I'm not even watching it all that closely anymore. I'm just hoping that over these final 24 games, they can find a way on a nightly basis. You know what? No one's going to single-handedly replace Vinny. It needs to be a collective effort, no doubt. But you're going to need... someone has to, right? I mean, someone has to do what Gerard Dyson did back in August of 2014. You know, I'm sure you've heard people make the analogy to when Eric Hosmer went down in August of 2014 and the Royals went, 18-9 and gained ground in the division. I mean, there's multiple layers, multiple things that I think are crazy in that analogy. Number one, Vinny is a much better hitter. This team is much more reliant on Vinny than that team was, in my opinion, on Eric Hosmer. Alex Gordon went bananas that month. Gerard Dyson had the best month of his career. The rotation was better than it ever was, and the bullpen was legendary. So if we want to make that analogy, if we want to talk about how other teams in the past have been through it before, who is stepping up? We can all acknowledge that not one person can replace Vinny, but the guys inside that clubhouse are no dummies. You and I know baseball well enough that collectively, doing that on a nightly basis, a collective effort to replace a three-hole hitter for a team that was cruising towards 90 wins, a collective effort's going to be tough on a nightly basis. You do need someone to step up in a big way. Someone to have a legendary month. So who is that Gerard Dyson going to be? And do the Royals have the pitching staff to duplicate what happened in that month back in 2014? I don't believe so. So no, I'm not giving up, because again, you have a 4.5 game lead, a 4.5 game cushion protecting this postseason spot. I don't envision the Royals cruising to the postseason. Again, I think it's going to get hairy. We're all going to get desperate. I'm sure I already sound desperate when my only request is just hang on. It's equivalent to prevent defense. When everyone in the stadium knows you should not be playing prevent defense, not against that quarterback. He's going to pick you apart and you're going to let him right back into the red zone. And this game's going to get close again. But that's where I'm at right now. I feel like I'm playing prevent defense with this Royals team, just trying to get to the end of the game and get to October. Let's go to Jake, who's over in Kansas. Jake, you're on 96.5, the Fan. Oh, we lost Jake. Jake, love to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Let's go to the Batman. He's in Kansas City. Batman, what do you think about this one?
You know what, Bert? I can always depend on you to keep your composure when we're going through a runaway roller coaster headed for a tidal wave riptide. And you know what? You can keep your composure. You keep it together. Congratulations on Bobby's 30th. That's always a gem. Look at it this way, Vern. You know, you don't have to worry about nothing. It's done.
Yeah, well,
tomorrow.
I do. Batman, can they hold on? Answer the question.
Yeah, we can hold on. It starts tomorrow, buddy. And, you know, there's no, you were talking about no excuses when you're playing the best. Well, it starts tomorrow, and it's on, brother. And I'm telling you, let's see what happens with this series. And that's the only thing that matters is tomorrow. You hear me, bro?
Yeah, thanks, all right. I appreciate the phone call. Tomorrow's game, certainly. Yeah, Michael Wacha. You feel good about Michael Wacha on the hill? Sure. But let's talk about what the expectation is. Again, I appreciate the optimism. It sounds like blind optimism, to be quite honest, Batman. I'm not sure if you fully grasp what's happening here. But let's look at tomorrow's game. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling real good about Michael Wacha. Gavin Williams. I have plenty of respect for Gavin Williams. But yeah, I think the Royals will be favored in that game. They saw Williams last Tuesday, scored two runs, got him out of there in the fifth inning. Can they do that again? I mean, like, what does Michael Wacha have to do tomorrow? Now, Lucas Erceg will be available, so you're going to have him, hopefully, for multiple innings. You're going to have to face Jose Ramirez four times. Guys, I hate to keep going back to this, but this is, I think, the best example of where this team's at right now. Four at-bats tomorrow with Jose Ramirez. Who's getting those four outs? No doubt, Wacha gets the first two, and Erceg gets the last. Who gets that third one? Now, that's my point. I have to have six strong, seven strong innings out of Michael Wacha. And then offensively, yeah, Bobby has to capitalize. Salvi has to capitalize when they're given the opportunity. But if you're Gavin Williams, if you're Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt, how are you going to allow Bobby or Salvi to beat you? How do you allow that to happen? I mean, is there anyone else in this lineup that even remotely scares you the way that Bobby and Salvi do? Of course not. Bobby today with his, yes, 30th home run, on pace to go 35-31. On pace to be the first Royal to go 30-30 in back-to-back years. The first shortstop to go 30-30 in back-to-back years. And the first 24-year-old or younger to go 30-30 in back-to-back years. Our Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Let's go to Walker in Kansas City. Walker, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, I'll keep it real short. I have to get my tea time here. I have hope. I have optimism. I liked what I saw from Tommy Pham today in Gurriel. But you keep bringing up Wacha tomorrow. I mean, at the end of the day, they can only go so many innings. The bullpen's a continued issue. I'll be in Kauffman this week for the Guardians series. You know, win, lose, or draw, we'll be there. But I'd say my confidence level is a maybe 6 out of 10 right now. Thanks.
6? He said 6? And that's barely a – I mean, that's failing, right? That's a D. Yeah, but – man, I thought that number was going to be higher with the energy that you're bringing right now. Maybe you're just a little juiced up before you hit the tee box. Royals are on pace to win 88 games. They're now 3.5 back of Cleveland, and yes, still 4.5 in front of the Boston Red Sox, maintaining possession of this postseason spot. Walker, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tom in Overland Park. Tom, you're next up on 96.5. The Fan, as the Royals are swept out of Houston.
Thanks, Vern. How you doing? Really just kind of my thing is we really just got – like it's this week. I know we had the 20 games versus first-place teams or playoff teams, but, I mean, we got to take care of Cleveland and got to take care of Minnesota. I mean, at this point, it's not about winning division, just making it sure we can get to the finish line. And other than that, I'll leave you off air and listen on off air. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. No, I'm aware of the schedule. Yeah, it's hanging on. 24 games to play. Can you win 12 of them? Can you win half of your remaining games? That's the question. I think that's what it will take to hold on. Now, we'll see. Royals have the toughest schedule in the American League among teams that are in the playoff race right now. Going 500, we know. In Kansas City, we understand how difficult it is to go 500, but that right now is the task, and an arduous one at that. When you look at Cleveland, Minnesota, New York, Atlanta, and even the Detroit Tigers, if you want to throw them in there. Let's head over to Wichita. Ryan, you're next up on 96.5. The Fan, as the Royals fall to 12 games above 500 in what has still been a historic, a remarkable, and unforgettable season.
Thanks for having me, Vern. And the task hasn't changed from the beginning of this road trip. Go 500. So we're still in good hands there. And I want you to remember, Vern, I called about 3 weeks ago and I asked, was there any precedent in Carlos Hernandez? And could we expect something from him? And we saw what he did today. So does that give him, do we trust him enough
no.
to give him an eighth? Okay.
Hey, I
hope we win it. Thank you. I'll listen off air. Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, appreciate it. No, I don't trust him. I don't. Again, let's appreciate the phone call, Ryan, but I heard where you were going there. Do we trust him enough to give him the eighth inning? No. That's not going to happen. No one is going to earn my trust to give them the eighth inning. And what you're talking about is being the number two behind Lucas Ursig, right? No. That's just not how it works. You don't earn a job in a day, in a week. Not in the big leagues where you're playing 162 games year in and year out. That's how you earn it. Again, I've mentioned this before. But we got in this mindset in Kansas City of this guy gets that inning and this guy gets that and this guy gets this because of HDH, the greatest trio in bullpen history. And HDH came to be in 2014. Well, that's when the moniker started. But Greg Holland was an all-star in 2013. Kelvin Herrera put up big-time numbers in 2012 and 2013. Those guys had some dirt in their cleats, some punch-outs in their back pockets, and impressive showings, impressive weeks, months, and seasons already under their belt. Sam Long, Carlos Hernandez, John Schreiber, Steven Cruz. Yeah, they're good. They're big leaguers. So, of course, they can flash. And, yeah, Carlos Hernandez, 14 pitches, 3 up, 3 down, 3 punch-outs. Very impressive. Yeah, he's one of the best pitchers in the world. He's in the big leagues. Of course, he's talented. They're all talented or you wouldn't be in the big leagues. The question is, and what keeps you in the show, is doing it consistently. Sam Long and Carlos Hernandez and John Schreiber and Stephen Cruz and Daniel Lynch and James MacArthur and Chris, these guys haven't done it consistently. So no one's going to grab that eighth inning role this season. It's going to be a matchup bullpen. And like I said, you have four at-bats with Aaron Judge coming up. Four at-bats with Royce Lewis, with Jose Ramirez. Today you had four at-bats against Yordan Alvarez. How are you getting those four outs? My point being, the starting pitcher needs to get three of them, and Lucas Erceg gets the fourth. It sounds simple, but that's putting a ton on the shoulder of your starting pitcher. Walk, I need you to get Jose Ramirez three times tomorrow, and then hand it off to Lucas Erceg for the fourth. You know, today, look at Yordan. He touched up Alec Marsh. He touched up Sam Long. And he stung one off of John Schreiber that nearly left the yard. The rotation is outstanding. And that's why you have an outstanding record. That's also why I believe this team is better built, or was with Vinny, better built for the regular season than they are the postseason. Because the postseason, with the days off, you can really ride your relievers, and you never have to ask your starting pitcher to face Yordan Alvarez a third time because you have at least two studs in your bullpen. Well, the Royals right now don't have two studs in their bullpen, so they need Waka to get Ramirez three times. Singer's got to do it. Lugo has to do it coming up on Wednesday. I appreciate the phone call. Royals lose 7-2. We go to Tyler in Lee's Summit. Tyler, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, love the show. Love the post game. Obviously, thanks, it was man. A rough weekend. What's it going to take? What are your top two, three things we got to do? What do the Royals need to do to get over this hump and get us in the postseason?
Appreciate the phone call. Well, it begins again with the rotation. I need Lugo and Reagans to pitch like Cy Young Award candidates, and I need Brady Singer and Michael Wacha to be consistent, steady pros like they've been all season. Actually, I might push that. I need Wacha and Singer to pitch at their best. The all-star form we've seen from those guys more times than not this year. So high expectations for those four starting pitchers. I need Erceg to be locked down when given the opportunity. Bobby and Salvi need to remain some of the most productive run producers in the sport. Now, this is all baseline stuff. Honestly, these are the things that got you here. Bobby and Salvi playing like MVP, All-Star, respectively. Your rotation all at times looking like, hey, is that a Cy Young Award candidate? Was that an All-Star? That's what's allowed you to get to 75 and 63. So those things have to continue. Other than that, you know, I don't want to identify one person and say it's on them. But obviously, MJ Melendez and Michael Massey. You know, one of those two left-handed bats is desperately needed right now. MJ, for the past month, hitting 316. OPS of 973. Need that to continue. I need Michael Massey to take a deep breath. Had a rough go today. Expanded the zone a little bit too much. 0 for 4 with a pair of punch outs. And then you look at the bullpen and, you know, if you can just hang on, I think the bullpen improves come the postseason because you can start dumping a Alec Marsh in there. Maybe Michael Lorenzen is back and you can dump him into the bullpen. Hopefully Hunter Harvey's back sometime in the next few weeks and you can throw him in the bullpen. Yeah, outside of Massey and Melendez, Tommy Pham needs to be a productive bat. To be honest with you, Tommy Pham's the only guy I have any real expectations for of the three that they brought in over the past 24 hours. That's no disrespect to Yuli Gurriel, big-time knock today. But Tommy Pham, on a daily basis, I need to be a key contributor for this team. But overall, yeah, just hang on. Just hang on. And to be honest with you, you know, I say Pham's the only guy I have expectations for. The only guy I have expectations for on the field. But Robbie Grossman and Yuli Gurriel and Tommy Pham, all of them, I need to play a major role inside that clubhouse. Because while Chris Stratton continues to struggle, and Will Smith is banged up, and Hunter Renfrow is banged up, a lot of the veteran leadership inside that clubhouse is banged up or underperforming, which has a way of quieting your voice. So when you lose someone like Vinny Pasquantino, who just oozes, you know, charisma and confidence and a happy-go-lucky attitude, not all the time, of course. But Vinny, let me put it this way. Vinny has the ability to keep things light. And when you've lost five in a row, you find yourself in a riptide like this, it's a good idea for guys that are going through this for the first time in their careers. It's a good idea for them to keep it light. So if Tommy Pham and Yuli Gurriel and Robbie Grossman can bring that experience, that playoff experience, that calm, that presence that comes with being a 10-year big leaguer, man, I think that could be a bigger contribution than what they do on the field, especially Robbie Grossman and Yuli Gurriel. Tommy Pham, I need you to be big both in the clubhouse and on the diamond. But in losing Vinny Pasquantino, guys like Izzy and Fermin and Melendez and Michael and Massey that are going through this playoff push for the first time, some of their confidence gets sapped when you lose a confidence giver like Vinny Pasquantino. So hopefully the injection of veteran presence can reinstill that confidence. Because, boy, they're going to need it. The first of three with Cleveland is tomorrow afternoon, 3:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock with your chance to win, once again, your chance to win Royals tickets tomorrow and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch, right here on 96.5 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Carrie in Raytown. Carrie, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I think we're forgetting one thing, how much better they play.
Oh, Carrie, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
No. No, it sounds like you're talking into the wrong end of the phone, buddy. Yeah, that's no good. Let's try JD the DJ. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Good show. I feel that they're going to go out there tomorrow and they're going to really mop them up. I feel that there's lulls, you know, but I think they're going to go out there and really, really start doing good again. So there's some optimism from JD the DJ.
All right. Well, we got you down. I would love some reasoning, but, you know, I'll take the optimism where I can find it. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
For this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
And the pitch, and a swing, and a blast deep to left field, and that ball is gone. Into the Crawford boxes, above the high left field wall. Bobby Witt Jr. homers to left, number 30 on the year, and the Royals are within two. It's 4-2. Both home runs he's hit in this series have been crushed.
Well, great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Bobby Witt Jr. Man, you throw Bobby Witt Jr. three straight fastballs in the same area, yeah, that's what he's going to do. Just a missile over the left field wall just inside the fair pole, 108 miles per hour off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, three straight fastballs up and in. Bobby ready for the third, and he cuts the deficit to two. It was 4-2 Houston after that seventh inning bomb, but three runs would come into score in the eighth inning, and the Astros sweep Kansas City out of Houston, 7-2 the final score. Cleveland won, Boston lost, so the Royals are 3.5 back in the division, 4.5 game cushion right now as they secure that postseason spot. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Scott up in Parkville. Scott, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for putting me on. I hear you, hang on. That's the only way to look at this. But to be completely honest, as a lifelong Royals fan, this season right now just makes me want to throw up. It's just a shame of what might have been. And you're not guaranteed to get this production out of your star players next season, and yet you have nothing but to hope for. And it, like I said, just makes me want to throw up. I'd be surprised if Salvi were to be as good next year. I would like to know your thoughts on that. I would expect Witt, but same thing with Pasquantino. I'd like to know your thoughts on that. I mean, two times now he's gone out for the season. I mean, what's, you know, let me ask you that. What are your thoughts on him coming back, and what do you think about Salvi, you know, next season?
Thanks for the phone call, Scott. The two injuries for Vinny, right? The shoulder thing has been taken care of with the surgery, and the injury that happened on Thursday is rather fluky. No, I have no concerns about Vinny Pasquantino. When he returns, I expect him to return to the form that we saw this year, which is one of the most clutch run producers in the sport. Bobby, yeah, I have to believe the young man's only scratching the surface. Following today's 1-for-4 performance, Bobby's batting average falls to a major league best 340. He's number one in the sport in base hits, in runs, has the second highest OPS, and he's top 10 in home runs and RBI. According to FanGraphs, he's already put together the greatest season in Royals franchise history, With 24 games to play, it's already the best. Better than any season from the great George Brett. That's according to FanGraphs and their wins above replacement formula. As far as Salvi next year, yeah, I mean, yeah, he'll be turning 35 in June. I can't imagine he'll improve across the board. No, there'll be regression as there is with most 35-year-olds, but I'm not going to diminish what Salvi's going to be in 2025. Maybe the batting average isn't as impressive, but maybe the power numbers pick up. And who knows what the role of Salvador Perez is moving forward? Who knows how far a guy like Jack Caglione turns out to be? You throw that bat in this lineup with Vinny, with Bobby. And we'll see what MJ Melendez and Michael Massey show up to spring training looking like next year. You know, maybe the pressure on Salvi, like it was this season, isn't as heavy. Now, as far as this season making you want to throw up, man, I can't understand that. Now, I understand I'm bummed out with this four-game sweep in Houston. But no, man, you're never going to get me to speak about the 2024 Royals in a negative tone. Now, this has been an outstanding season that I believe has helped reignite baseball in Kansas City. I'm hoping people decide to turn out for this homestand, although I'm fully prepared for the, well, they're losing now when the Chiefs are playing, so we're not showing up. We'll see. We'll see what kind of crowd there is starting tomorrow. But no, the only thing I want to throw up about is, you know, how much it pains me that Vinny's not a part of this team right now. The only thing that makes me want to throw up is the possibility of not seeing Bobby and Salvi together in October this year. Yeah, that's painful, but I'll get over it. This has been an unforgettable summer of baseball. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Gary in Raytown. Gary, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals drop the finale 7-2, the final score.
Vern, can you hear me now?
I have you, Gary. What's going on?
Hey, kind of like what you were talking about, the thing we got going is the home crowd. Got to get them out there and cheering for them.
Yeah,
and they play
we've been
better
asking
at
for
home.
That all year, though, Gary.
Well, I know, but I'm going out there Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be rooting my head off.
Well, I hope I get chance to meet you. Yeah, that's all you can do is root your tail off. But, you know, hopefully a bunch of other people show up with you. Yeah, I'm with you. Appreciate the phone call, Gary. 913-586-7965. I guess I asked for optimism, but I'm just not hearing much else besides the, well, they're playing tomorrow, so what else are we going to do? Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. They're going to play 24 more games. And when you have a 4.5 game lead, you certainly are in the driver's seat to maintain, right? But I see a lot of people on the text line frustrated with the tone of this postgame show. Okay, I'm not paid by the team, right? I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not going to fake an opinion. I'm not kissing up to you. There's plenty of people in this city that will tell you what you want to hear about your favorite team. I'm giving you my opinion. And I think the track record of the opinion speaks for itself. But if you want a cheerleader, yeah, you've come to the wrong show. If this is your first year listening, yeah, it's been all sunshines and rainbows. And can you believe, Bobby, isn't this pitching staff remarkable? But you've also heard me preparing you for the riptide, for this 20-game stretch that I told you had the strength to drag you below the surface and drown your postseason hopes. So the fact that I'm hinting at that could possibly happen, if you're unable to handle it, That's your problem. Maybe you're not up for a September playoff push if you can't handle a little pushback on sports radio. There's plenty of cheerleaders you could talk to at your job, on other radio stations, and all over the city. Someone's got to tell you what's really going on. 24 to play. Can this team hold on? That is the question. They have the talent. Not as much as they did 72 hours ago with Vinny. But the talent that they do have must step up in a big way. You're already asking a ton of Bobby and Salvi. You're already asking the world of Lugo and Reagans, of Waka and Singer. And now I need a little bit more. It's not impossible, but it's not expected. Let's see what they do. I'll be there. I'll be right here for all 24 games. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got anywhere else to go. Let's go to Mark in Overland Park. Mark, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. I've got some optimism. How's that? We need some today, right? Here's the optimism.
There's plenty.
Here's the optimism. Just beat Cleveland and beat Minnesota. Just like we lost to the Phillies, and then we came back, took 3 out of 4 for Cleveland. If you beat the teams that are in the division, we're going to be fine. And I just think, too, if we can get Urshig and mainly Hunter Harvey back, because you need another arm in that bullpen, and I think we'll be okay. Are we going to win the
division?
Okay,
but Harvey's not going to be back for the series against Cleveland nor Minnesota.
Oh, he's still going to be out for a while then, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, then we got to get those bats that they just acquired and hope they swing those bats. But I think if you beat Cleveland and Minnesota or just hold your own against them, we'll be okay, and I think we'll hang on. Thanks.
Okay, I like it. Thanks for the optimism. Again, I'm aware that they need to win if they're going to make the playoffs. I understand that. We all understand that. That's not being optimistic, telling me all they need to do is win. Yeah. Of course. Now, Harvey's more than a week away. If you were listening to what J.J. Piccolo had to say earlier today, they're hoping that Hunter Renfro is back on Friday to take on the Twins. Hoping. But today was the first day that Hunter Harvey threw to a catcher. So, yeah, he's a ways away. And, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you're right. If they handle Cleveland and they handle the Minnesota Twins, they'll be just fine. No doubt. Yes. Can they do that? Your first option was Hunter Harvey. He's not coming back. And the second thing that you went to was the new guys that they brought in. Tommy Pham, okay, I'm with you. I'm excited about that. That dude hit, like 4 rockets today. A rocket fly ball in the first, a rocket single in the third, a rocket single in the fifth, a rocket ground out in the seventh. Nice debut from Tommy Pham. Especially for a guy that hit below the Mendoza line in the month of August. Great start to September. Yuli Gurriel could not have started his Royals tenure any better. Let's see where it goes from here for the 40-year-old. Let's see where it goes for the 36-year-old Tommy Pham and the 35-year-old Robbie Grossman. Two guys that were hitting below the Mendoza line, another that was hitting in AAA. I hope, yeah, I'm with you. I hope that they can win because of those guys. I hope that happens. And you're right. They need to win if they're going to make it to the postseason. No doubt. 913-586-7965. Again, so I'll be the bad guy. You guys want me to be the bad guy, I got no problem doing that. It's about Michael Waka. It's not about Gurriel and Pham tomorrow. At least I don't believe so. I don't believe it's about Robbie Grossman or getting Hunter Harvey. Not tomorrow, it's not about Hunter. Tomorrow's about Michael Waka. Needs to go big time. A strong 6. I'd love 7. But Waka, Urshig, Bobby, Salvi, you must lead the way tomorrow. And then Singer, Urshig, Bobby, Salvi, I need you on Tuesday. Lugo, Urshig, Bobby, Salvi, let's go Wednesday. That's how I see it right now. That's where I'm putting my eggs right now. Are the guys most responsible for this record, this outstanding record of 75-63? A record that is still flirting with history for the greatest single season turnaround in Major League Baseball history. Oh, no reason to hang your head as a Royals fan, but you certainly should be bracing for impact if you're a Royals fan, because the riptide is getting bumpy. Royals lose 7-2. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
To the pitch. And a swing and a liner to left field, a base hit. Here comes MJ around third. He's going to score. Freddie will go first to third. Yuli Gurriel with his first Royals hit, his first Royals RBI. And the Royals are on the board. They're down 3-1.
They would go on to lose 7-2. Yuli Gurriel coming through, putting the boys on the board in the sixth inning. Cuts the deficit to two. It was short-lived because Yordan Alvarez would take Sam Long deep in the bottom half of that sixth inning. Tack on three more in the eighth, throw in a Bobby Witt Jr. home run, and that's how we arrive at our 7-2 final score. My game notes following this, the 63rd loss of the season. Game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Royals are still 12 games above 500, still have a 4.5 game cushion on the Boston Red Sox for the postseason position that they currently hold. Looking at the text line, there's one dude that's all about bringing Nick Prado up. Someone else making the case for Nick Prado, saying he should have been the move today instead of Yuli Gurriel. Okay, fine. Nick Prado, by the way, hitting sixth in the AAA lineup. The average AAA hitter this season's hitting .257. Nick Prado's hitting .241. The average AAA hitter this season has an OPS of .770. Nick Prado has an OPS of .728. Yuli Gurriel's putting up much better numbers offensively in AAA than Nick Prado is. No doubt, Prado's a better glove, sure. But I need the bat. Royals need the bat right now. Royals go 3-for-24 with runners in scoring position this series. Bobby and Salvi account for three at-bats. Or three at-bats with a runner in scoring position. They go 0-for-3. With runners in scoring position. All right, as promised earlier today on the On Deck Show, I have two tickets to Wednesday's game. We tried to give them away earlier today on the On Deck Show, but fell just short. Didn't remember that Danny Tartable was the only other Royal with multiple 30 home run seasons. So how about this, Quentin? Third caller to 913-586-7965. These tickets are yours. Third caller, 913-586-7965. I appreciate you listening. Sorry for the negativity, but facts are facts, Kansas City. Can this team hang on? I'll talk to you from Kauffman Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.